you know that we'll be rocking to it.
The Big Station 93 BLX. It is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's I Netta the Move said, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder. People lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me, and if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Anetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the Big Station, 93 BLA.
You're looking fine. Gonna pull down your panties and lick your vagina. Gonna roll you over, lick your behind. Sticking my tongue in deeper, babe, where the sun doesn't shine. Lightning running, no charity, baby. You got to reciprocate. Give me that blow, oh, job. Give me that blow, oh, job. Thank you.
All right, man. Lightning Woodcock on the More Music Radio Pod, man.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
All right. It's the More Music Radio Pod. It's Thursday, July 28th, and we're having another party here at Skid Row Studios. All right. So tonight, first of all, I just want to say the last dude you heard was Lightning Woodcock, and we had Lightning in last week. He dropped a tab of acid. It turned out that it wasn't like real acid. I mean, he got ripped off, but just the fact, I mean, because he didn't know that, you know, none of us knew that. And he flipped a coin. The coin said, take it. He took it. And, you know, just the fact that some guy would drop a tab of acid on our radio show, I think that's beautiful. I love
that's
that.
Awesome,
right? Yeah, man. So we got Jeremy in studio, and Dan's on his way. And tonight we have special guest Sassafras. All right, man.
Yeah.
Thanks,
we got Sailor and Luke here.
Thank you.
And these guys are the kings of death blues. So tonight you guys are going to play some songs for us live, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man. We have some Sassafras tunes that we're going to play. In fact, why don't we jump into the first couple songs, and then we'll come back and talk to Sassafras, Sailor, and Luke on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be back.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Ooh! Jim Jolman, 1980.
Skid Row, LA.
Bye. Hi, this is Wiz Wars. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. Music Radio Pod,
yeah.
With Sassafras in studio.
Penis.
Yeah, this is cool shit, right?
Penis.
Is that some 8-bit?
Yeah, this is some 8-bit chip thrash music.
Yeah.
Where you're listening to Wiz Wars. We had those guys. We had Wiz Wars and Cool Skull in, and what they do, they make 8-bit music with their Game Boys.
Wow.
It's fucking awesome.
Whoa,
man. These
right
fucking young kids are just like fucking kicking ass on this shit. I used to just fucking play fucking Super Mario.
Right, me
it.
Too.
You know?
Yeah, I didn't know you make music.
Yeah, man.
What are those, circuit benders? Is that what they're called? The guys that
kind of... Yeah, that's kind of a different thing. Like, we know this guy, Vince Wong from Push Play.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is he gets, like, old toys and electronics.
Yeah.
And he, you know,
like
bends the circuits and stuff. Yeah, spells and shit. And he just, like, fucks with them and, like, makes, like, crazy sounds
that's
and stuff.
Cool.
But, yeah, man, these guys are really cool. We're going to have them in again, man. You should check them out, Cool Skull and Wiz Wars.
Cool.
So we're back with Sassafras. Dan just got here. What's going on, Dan?
What's up, Dan?
How you doing, man?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
How's it going,
yeah.
Dan?
Oh, man.
He just hopped the fence over here at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, that's quite an ordeal. I realized I was
right
leaving.
Dan, your hair's a lot longer than last time I saw you.
Yeah, I've been going to the Fabio School of Beauty.
It looks a lot fuller tonight,
it does.
Too.
Yeah,
did you get a perm?
Yeah, well, that's why I was late. I was, you know, I had to go
trying to grow my hair out like that, but I went and I asked for a trim, and then she made me look like a dyke.
She Justin
gave me
Bieber.
She gave me a fucking dyke hair guy. I had no idea she chopped off that much. I was pissed.
One way or another, you're getting pussy. Don't worry,
dude. That's what happened to me too, man.
Like, hey, lady,
motherfuckers, dude.
No, yeah, I was like, I don't got any weed. I don't got any gas. And then I was gonna go park my car on the street, and I realized I still got my drums in the car.
Oh shit!
Hey, I'm you like, didn't have to hop the gate. Happen. It opens right there.
Oh yeah, yeah. But you know,
that's
it's
weird.
It's always
we didn't tell them.
Well, that was a cooler X. Cooler entrance.
But yeah, and then I had to go get
some
cash.
So your drums are in the whatever? In
yeah,
the, in
yeah.
your truck?
Yeah, in the vehicle.
If anybody's listening.
Yeah.
You know?
They're in the limo.
Man, I just can't leave my stuff in the car, man.
Well, I recently had my car broken into. They smashed the back window and they stole my gear bag.
Yeah, in front of my pad.
Yeah, in front of his house. It was parked right in front of his house. And
what part
never
of town
gotten
is
my car broken into. It's not a bad neighborhood. It's a suburban neighborhood in Westchester.
Uh-huh.
And... dude, he's the first person that ever got their car.
Yeah,
well, see, that's where we go because we want to get like the best shit. In our own neighborhood, everybody has fucked up.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, right.
Like, we want to go to the good neighborhoods and we want to break into those cars.
Yeah.
But it's not even like it's not a nice car. No offense.
It's a Kia,
man. Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
Fucking people getting there.
It sucked. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, sorry for being so unprofessional, being like 30 minutes late.
No, that was perfect,
oh, that's
man.
That's good.
You it just was coasted in.
Yeah. Take it out of my check.
It was a fashionable entrance.
It was like a fucking episode of WKRP, man. Fucking Johnny Fever just fucking slides in and shit, dude.
Johnny Fever.
So, yeah, man, we're talking to Sassafras, man. And you guys have been playing. Tell me about when you started the band. It's been like a year or two?
Yeah, it's been, just a year. Almost a year. It's going to be a year in August.
Oh, shit, really?
It hasn't even been a year yet.
Because, I mean, you've done so much, you've recorded so much music already.
Yeah. In January 2010, I recorded two CDs, 20 songs. I divided them up into two different albums. So it's two albums, 20 songs. And then I started playing shows in August of 2010. And I've gone through a couple different lineup changes.
What's that like?
The lineup changes? Oh, well.
Yeah, can you tell us?
Yeah. It's been a fucking interesting experience, man. I originally had a couple guys, good guys, you know, and they were friends of mine, and they were a lot older than me. They were about twice my age, and
You know, with wow. With experience also
comes great responsibility.
No, with experience also comes a bit of jadedness, I think, you know, and
let me get a little worn out after a while.
Let me guess, you fed them after midnight, right? And they turned into gremlins?
No. I don't know. It was more just you know,
so there were older guys? Like, where did you find these guys?
I've known them for a while. They were the guys from Virginia City Revival, John Montgomery, JXPX, and Paul Reyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they're great guys and great musicians. However, it got to the point where I felt like the life of the music and the life of the band was getting sucked out, you know, because they wanted to do things in such an orderly fashion and such a particular way, you know, and do this and don't do that and say this and don't say that and write this material and don't.
You mean like on stage they were like dictating like
off stage it was really overbearing. I would get like fucking 7 paragraph emails on what it is we need to do next, you know, and it's like I'm just fucking in a rock band trying to have a fun, you know, this is a new band. They were only in the band for like less than 6 months and they were taking it just so, like, actually just one of the guys was taking it just so fucking serious, like that it sucked the life out. It was not fun anymore for me. So I kindly asked them to leave. You know, it was mainly just one guy, but since they were all friends, I felt like it'd be better just to ask all of them to leave. And
yeah.
That's what happened. Then I found myself with no band, but now I have more members, and it's awesome. And it's,
so, is there any kind of structure in your band? Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you feel more comfortable with?
What do you mean?
Well, because you were saying these older dudes, were they just like grumpy older dudes, and they're just set in their ways or something?
Not necessarily.
Sounds almost like you're talking about me.
No, not necessarily.
It's more they're just trying to change the life of the band.
Yeah, just trying to change a lot to the aesthetic, you know, and you know, they wanted us to get $300 guarantees for every show we played and contracts and all that stuff. And
okay.
Yeah,
I see what you mean now.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, I'm not ready for that, you know. Yeah. You know, you may be. And so, but I understand where they're coming from too, because they're a lot older. They've been in tons of rock bands. They've been doing it for years. And so they're at that point where they don't want to fuck around, you know. Not that I want to fuck around either, but it was, I'm not going to ask my friends for $300, you know, ask you guys, can we play?
Oh, so they wanted to get like pay to play gigs and stuff, like play at the Whiskey and like sell.
No, not that. They just, anyone who wanted to play with Sassafras, there needed to be a contract, guaranteed set time, guaranteed minimum $300, like all this stuff. They want to start writing marketable hits.
Got to separate. Oh.
Yeah, like it was really crazy.
Did you get to hear
separate
any of
the
those?
M&Ms?
Did you get to hear any of those marketable hits ones?
No, I didn't. I wanted to write songs with them, but I was fucking afraid because the overthinking was so intense. I still have emails that it's like 7 paragraphs on just fucking like nothing, just like overthinking and over talking and just for the, you know, it was just like,
did you feel that you were just like trying to dominate you or something?
Yeah, big time. Even though I believe in equality, you know, everyone has their say and all that stuff, you know, but there's a certain level of just like they were just trying to change it. They were just trying to like fucking, or it was mainly one guy. When I say they, it was one guy,
right?
And but you know. And
but I mean, it was your band that you started.
Yeah, but I never really looked at it like that. I brought them in equally, you know, just because I wrote and recorded the songs. I told everyone like it's up to your own interpretation. I was never like stickler, like you have to play it like this. Never, you know, and it was great in that sense. But I think once they realized that the band like had, you know, like people were paying attention to it and that sort of thing, they were like, well, then we need to, you know, start, you know, demanding things and or what you know, it was just so out of control.
It's cool, though. Yeah, they're
you
gone, moved on. And it's just now it's just you two, and you kick the other drummer and the bass player out.
No,
that's cool. I mean, I'm sure it's not your fault.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
these are just jokes.
Yeah, but
yeah, man. So after you got out of that mess, you got a couple other dudes. So
yeah, we got Tepe Nambu. He's used to be in a band called Inazuma, Japanese.
Right. Okay, that's where I know that guy from.
Yeah. Actually, we've
been trying to play
allow
with
him
those
in the
guys.
Building. He's too loud.
Yeah.
He's a smasher, man.
Man, we've been trying to play with those guys. They're such a good band, man.
Inazuma's pretty awesome. Yeah, we played with them the other night.
Yeah, dude. They're is he still playing in that band?
No. He left that band. He wanted to branch out from rockabilly. He got tired of the rockabilly stuff.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was perfect timing. I was looking for a drummer.
They're really into that in Japan, huh?
They're really into American music. Yeah. Like 50s American music, yeah. They love it. And then we have another guy, a Joe Dean, who's a friend of Mike Watts, and he lives in San Pedro.
Oh, cool.
There, and he plays bass.
Yeah, man, you guys got a tight line.
No. You get along with that guy? That guy's an older guy, right?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with old guys. They came with so much, you know, so much shit.
Right.
You know,
those guys were trying to be your dad, and then the your bass player right now, he's like more like your cool uncle.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
The one that touches you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We just played a show at the Redwood Bar on Tuesday, man.
Yes, sir.
That was fucking awesome.
That was a great night, man. That was fun.
It was.
Yeah, that was the first time I saw. What's your drummer's name again?
Tepe.
Yeah, that's the first time I saw Tepe play, man. I've seen him in Inazuma, but right. I didn't realize he was in that band. But I mean, fucking, you guys sound really fucking good, man.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
And you're gonna bust some songs for us tonight.
Yeah, we'll do some acoustic.
Yeah, dude.
Acoustic.
Strip it down for you.
Some death blues.
Intimate. Yeah.
So that's how you describe your music, like death blues?
Yeah, it's the best way I could sort of come up with it, because
it's hard to describe your own music. Yeah.
Well, it can be. I mean, we didn't really set out to be a punk band. We didn't set out to be a metal band and set out to be a pop band or anything, you know. Right. It just is what it is. And so,
even though you can see your pop influences,
can you? Yeah, lots of Lady Gaga.
That was another joke.
Yeah. But
we need to bring that splash in here, man. We know what the punchline is.
Or a little sound effect.
Yeah, we need a sound effects board. Well,
things are getting really high tech over here at Skid Row, man. I think we're going to get to the point where we're going to be able to play sound effects. Like, Jeremy just got a couple new tables.
Yeah, there's a computer.
Dude,
this
over
is totally
here.
Professional. These little sign things on
good
the
good job, Jeremy. Nice. Hey, nice.
That was part of the reason it took so long for me to get here. I like saw the room. I'm like, no, that just ain't it, man. Yeah, really nice.
Thanks.
This couldn't be it.
Yeah, man.
It looks beautiful.
Just tell everyone so they come here.
Yeah. And there's chicken wings.
Chicken wings. There's banana chocolate chip cookies, man.
There's pizza.
There's beer.
Giant bongs on the table.
Weed. I mean, I don't know if anybody dropped acid, but some guy already did that. If you want to be the second one,
we put it in the cookies.
I think lightning's still wandering the building.
And that reminds me, if you guys want to call in and talk to, I don't know what reminded me, I just said that reminds me, but whatever. You were talking about something different and it reminded me to give the number. Call up and talk to Sassafras or, you know, I don't know if you're bored.
We'll
you
have some phone sex.
Talk to these guys. Yeah. You can talk to Dan. You can talk to Jeremy. You know, we can call people up. Hey, we can call people up too if you guys want to give somebody a call.
Call someone?
You want to do some prank calls?
Yeah, let's do some prank calls. That sounds like a great idea.
That would be.
So let's jump into these next songs.
We have the technology.
And when we get back, we'll have you guys play a couple songs.
Okay,
man.
Cool.
I can't wait for that, dude. All right, cool. So we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
Yeah! this is Karen Centerfold. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod, 1-800-893-9562. Call in.
Oh, hey, check that out.
Yeah.
No, we're back. We are back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah.
With Sassafras in studio.
Yes.
And Sassafras is going to play a couple songs for us.
Yes.
Taylor was tripping out. Like, he was like, his hands are so automatic. Like, he heard it happening. Like, I think this is me. I think I'm actually doing this, like, right now.
Am I playing right now?
Am I playing that right now? Jesus, I'm good.
Yeah, man.
No.
So you got a... yeah, on that mic, just make sure you just, like, real close up to it or something, or just be loud on it or something. Hey, and I want to give the number out again. It's 1-800-893-9562. We want people to call in and talk to Sailor and Luke from Sassafras. And
thank
talk
you,
to
that's perfect.
Us,
thank
too.
You. Perfect, thank you.
We're getting stuff set up right now.
I'm just going to scream.
Everybody's kind of tuning up. What song are you going to play for us right now, man?
We're going to play a song called Sassafras Song.
Oh, cool.
It was that one, actually, you were playing. That's why I was like...
I'm doing it already.
Right.
Yeah, you're like, what? Yeah, you got to tune in. You have an app on your phone, right?
Down. There you go.
Sounds good.
Cool.
All right.
That's good.
Cool. All right. Everybody, Sassafras on the More Music Radio Pod.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. All right.
Cool.
A little. All
right.
All right.
Woo.
Yeah.
Here we go.
March on, march on, march on, march on. Yes.
All right. Sassafras, everybody with Sassafras song. Man, that sounds good, man.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, dude, we were talking about starting your band and stuff like that, and everybody knows that you're from Stab City. We were talking about your time in Stab City.
Correct.
That's what everybody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
And we just keep getting emails and stuff. Everybody wants to hear it.
Yeah, I was in Stab City. I joined them in 2007. It was my first band ever that I'd ever been in. And it was a great band, and I was in there it's till 2009, and we recorded an album, and it was good, and then it got really bad. And
well, that's just the way it goes, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. you know, but it was good. It was a good learning experience for me. You know, and I got to you know, learn what it's like to be in a band. You know, I never really experienced that before, and
right.
For me, it was mainly, you know, I was really focused on the music, you know, and when other people were focused on more outside of, you know, the offstage stuff and the other drama, if you will, then it really, you know, it just kills it for me. Music is the most important thing, number one. And when that's overlooked, you know, and pushed aside for other shit, then it's just,
right,
you know.
So, I mean, so just towards the end, you just didn't have a good time. I mean, you guys were just like not getting along or what?
Yeah. It was mainly me and one of the guys, the drummer.
Ooh, Dan is such a jerk, man.
No. Dan's great.
You hear that guy?
Yeah. Dan and I got along great. Dan and I actually had a
Dan is fucking awesome, man. Yeah. He was telling us about his paramedic experience and stuff.
Yeah, he has some crazy stories.
The guy just like wants to help everybody out, man.
Yeah.
He's fucking such a cool dude. And yeah. Fucking, I love Stab City, man. And that's where we met you when you were in Stab City.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome fucking band, man.
Yeah, Dan and I even had a side project going called Alter Goats that no one ever has heard, really, but it was fucking really rad.
And what happened to that?
Yeah, it fell apart, just mainly because of the Stab City, me leaving Stab City, couldn't do it anymore.
Why, he just didn't want it?
No.
What happened?
It was the sort of thing where if we continued it, other people's feelings would get hurt, and, you know, they wouldn't. It caused like a more hassle than, you know, need be just to continue it.
So like the other guy would be like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. All right.
Exactly.
Well, shit. I mean, it almost seems like a very sensitive subject. I wanted to bring it up to when they were here, and they were just kind of like, no, man, I don't want to like really talk about that or something. But
yeah.
You know, I mean, it is kind of like uncomfortable to talk about it.
It can be, but I think the worst part about it was all the high school childish shit talking that went on afterwards. That's the absolute worst part, because, you know, bands break up, people leave bands, people whatever, you know, all the time, you know, there's just always drama in bands, whatever. But to talk so much shit just to build your own self up because you're, you know, you feel so shitty about yourself, you know, that
so you're not, I mean, obviously you're not on good terms with them right now.
Not with one of the guys. No. Cause I've just heard so much of the backlash, you know, which is so completely unnecessary, you know, and, I've really felt it. I've lost friends over it. You know, I've lost a lot of friends. I don't play with certain bands anymore because of it. You know, people don't talk to me because of it. And it's so much hearsay drama, high school bullshit. And that's the absolute worst part of it. You know, if there wasn't that shit, it you know, it'd just be like, you know, whatever. But there's so much of that fueled by some, you know, a immature personality, you know, just, you know, problems, just,
I mean, is that how it ended? I mean, was there like a big blowout fight or something?
Not necessarily. I think it ended before it got to that point. You know, it was getting to that point, and you know, it ended. I mean, and honestly, I don't even know if it had to end. If people were more mature and
just kind of like squash shit and just kind of everybody just kind of, you know, assume their responsibility.
Yeah, and talked it out. Even if people could just talk it out like adults, then yeah, there probably wouldn't have been a problem.
It's really hard, man. I mean, keeping a band together, I mean, we've had 18 members in our band, you know?
Wow.
And it's just like you have, you know, three or four other boyfriends, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it's like everybody has their own personalities and some people's personalities clash.
Yeah, I mean, like Luke, for instance, like how many bands did you break up before?
All of them. He's terrible. It's a tornado.
Yeah, but it's a hard, yeah, and it's unfortunate
it's a
too.
Relationship.
It's unfortunate like, because like you guys are like creating something and spending time together and making something good, you know? Because
right.
I mean, I think Stab City, I mean, was a great band and is a great band still, you know. And it just sucks that, you know, even after things fall apart or something, that kind of stuff continues.
Yeah, you know? That's the word. And you also realize how many people like in our scene, because it's a family of bands in the LA scene at least. You know, we all play the same places and play the same shows and stuff, and you realize what people in that scene are in for it just for the fucking drama. You really realize, right. You know, I really opened my eyes. You know, people who come to shows, you think they're in for the music, they love the music, but there's the right on top of all the drama too. And it's
right.
Like it's just like I said, you know, when that it becomes the main focus,
it
not
really
the music.
It just clogs the arteries of creativity.
Yeah,
you know?
Everything. Yeah,
it's just like you're just trying to do something, and like just somebody is just off on something else, or just like, you know, people are holding things back, and then it comes out. You know, I mean, it's a really common thing. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, that sucks that you guys aren't getting along and stuff. You know, but
yeah.
Like I said though, it's like personalities, and you have like a really strong personality too. You know, and I think the other guy that you're talking about that nobody wants to say his name, you know, I mean, obviously you're talking about the drummer of Stab City, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. There's always like one person that, you know, it's like you just like it's harder to get along with and stuff,
right,
you know.
Right.
And I mean, I hope that maybe you guys can just kind of maybe it'll get old.
Me too. I actually thought it'd be over by this point, but
it's only a year. Let me tell you from experience, like. After like a year and a half, you know, whatever, it just gets like really old and sour.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of are remembering when you were having good times, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you realize it's more comfortable to, you know, just kind of have that behind you. That way when you, cause I mean, you guys are in the same scene, you guys are going to be crossing paths, and, you know, it makes the other people that know you, that are friends with you and are friends with them.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes them uncomfortable too.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Totally.
So for like the sake of everybody else too, you
right,
know, it's just
right.
Like, it's just easier to just be like, all right, it gets old and stuff. But I mean, sometimes, you know, people got to go to their opposite corners and
right,
stuff. And
right.
Some people take it harder than others. And
yeah.
You know, whatever. But I mean, what I can say for them, I mean, at least like they still have a good band. I mean, I love Stab City. We had them in here last month, month and a half ago or something. And I mean, really cool dudes, you know, yeah. And like,
it's changed.
I don't know. Some people get along with, you know, people. Some people don't get along with people. There's a lot of people that I don't get along with. And, you know, and then when people that I get along with them, I'm just like, ugh, why do you like that?
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah.
And so it makes it like awkward.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And it's all stupid, isn't it?
It is.
It's just like retarded stuff, you know, but I don't know. That's the way musicians are, man. You know, we're all like sensitive, and
yeah,
we're all
yeah.
like, you know,
true, man.
We're protecting something,
right.
You know? we're protecting this little fucking soft part, and we're trying to like you know, put out like a barrier so nobody touches our little center, you
yeah.
know.
It's true, man.
It's very sweet.
I mean, because really what you're doing when you're performing is like you're
exposing
like wanting
yourself.
Yeah, you're exposing yourself, and
hell
you're
yeah.
wanting that
hell yeah, dude.
You're wanting that reciprocation, you know, you're wanting that appreciation back
right.
from the audience
right.
and stuff, you know. And that's what makes it like so addictive, mm-hmm. because you want to be feeling good, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You got a song
yourself.
About that you might want to
well,
play?
About exposing yourself?
Yeah, about exposing yourself to children.
On stage?
Right, on stage.
Which is what we do every show. Children.
Little children.
Yeah, man. So you guys want to bust another song?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, cool. And that that reminds me, everybody call 1-800-893-9562 and talk to one of us.
Yeah.
Holy shit, somebody call up.
Call in, ask some
there?
Questions, and we'll talk some shit and fucking.
Jesus. Are you watching porn and having us in the background or something?
You can talk to us while you watch porn.
Yeah. You can, you. I mean, whack it.
Preferably.
You know? We'll help
preferably.
You out.
And for the people on the podcast, you can get on your time machine and then go back.
Right.
And then call.
Go back
like,
in
I don't
time.
Know.
Call up.
You're really smart. You're going to figure out how to do that.
just listen to the old podcast and call up.
Exactly.
Hey, so what song are you going to play for us next?
We're going to play a song called Lost Desert Souls.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Go for it. You want to bust it?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Let's do it.
Yeah, if you like. Right. Yeah. All right.
You want to use that one for your...
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody, Stab City on the More Music. Not Stab City. Oh, wow. Man. Good night, everybody. Bam.
It was a joke.
Yeah, that was just a slip up because we were talking about that and that's in my head right now. So
that was horrible. You're fired.
We're sassafras.
I'll just be downstairs. I'll see you guys later.
Start making
Dan,
love
take
to,
over.
You ever start making love to a chick and you're like, hey, yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what happened.
Right.
I'm sorry, baby.
I thought it was a bad joke.
I'm sorry. We were together for so long, you know? It's like, I'm sorry, baby.
Well, get it in your fucking head. It's sassafras.
Everybody, sassafras with Lost Desert Souls on More Music Radio Pod.
Miles of dirty dunes. Pulled out sledgehammers and banged on stone. Blackbirds kept circling above. We found some buried bones and we shot them down. We shot them down. Nothing but desert at our feet.
Nothing but sand, skulls, and dunes.
The dry wind blows through cracks in our face.
Blistering. From the sun.
It's only cold when we sleep.
We never see the moon.
We're lost desert souls on our knees, that's right. Deserted, we waded through. Pulling teeth and hair out from our arms. Bring back those shadows now. Bring back those shadows now. We'll be dead as the desert soon. Only snakes and birds left here.
Then the vultures fly with fear.
Our souls been buried by the sound.
Sand wash away all of our skin.
Sand wash away all of our sin.
Yeah.
Blinded with sand. Been buried by the sun. Desert birds download out your head. In the desert, all the water's red.
Blinded with sand, been buried by the sun. Desert birds hollowed out your head. In the desert, all the water's red.
All the water's red.
All right. Yeah, man. Virginia City Revival on the More Music Radio Podcast.
Oh, awesome. Fucking fuck.
Yeah, man. Awesome, man. Sassafras, man. Hey, let's play a couple more songs and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod, man. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah.
More, you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Key in English class. I don't have to answer, but I replacement of a hyphen in your tight words. Baby, come for me, you can put me in my place. I'll be riding bloody knees, con tus huevos in my face. Nerds think about sex, jocks think about sports. When I see you standing on the curb in some short shorts, all I wanna do is zoom, zoom in your ham hock and dig like a kid seeking China in a sandbox.
This ain't your mommy, daddy, playing doctor in Miami. Nippy, tucky, we can fucky, get stucky in my sticky, yucky. We can dance, take a chance if you want to. You better fuck me in my ass before the night is through.
Oh, I got that shit.
This is the Cool Skull. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Stay classy.
What the? We are, what the? Man, we are.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Sassafras in studio.
Yeah.
We just heard some fucking pretty cool music from Sassafras.
Thanks.
And we're listening to Sassafras right now. We're listening to Death Blues.
Right.
Awesome, man.
Thanks.
What are you guys doing? Are you guys looking in to see who you're going to call or what's going on?
Well, I got a weird text from our bass player. Says, Funk Uncle Joe.
What's that mean?
Well, his name's Joe and...
Oh, he's your funk uncle. Is that what he's saying?
Fuck uncle.
I think he misunderstood us when we were talking about, like, he's like the uncle that... The night's uncle.
Oh, did he get mad?
That touches you?
Yeah, I don't know. He says like,
call him up. Let's call him up.
Let's call him
Uncle Fingers. All right.
You know what? Write down the number and pass it to
Uncle
Jeremy.
Fingers. Is that what you said?
Yeah, get him on the line. That way we can all hear him.
Rocking the bass, Uncle Fingers. Come on.
No, I was just saying, it's like, you know,
rocking
like,
the bass, man.
You know how when you have your cool uncle, you know, whatever, like he'll be like, hey, Mijo, you want to drink a beer?
He's like a cool uncle. He's not like.
Yeah, man.
Bad uncle.
No, he's the nice uncle.
Yeah. He's a nice uncle. Maybe he didn't like to be affiliated with the uncle that let people
maybe
smoke
he's,
marijuana.
Yeah.
I do apologize.
It's hard to
sir.
Tell people's their over text. It's hard to tell. What do you call it?
That's what I hate about that, man. Like emails and texts, like you don't hear the inflection
right,
in people's voice.
Right.
But you know, if you know somebody well enough, like
yeah,
you could still
true.
Tell it through from the text.
Right.
You know?
Are we calling him right
Are
now?
Are we calling
okay.
Uncle Joe?
There you go.
Joe? We can't hear Joe.
Hello? I hear something. Did he hang up on us? Maybe he was saying something and we couldn't hear him.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him.
You want to try him again? He's going to get pissed. He's going to get pissed right now. He's like, why are these fucking little fuckers fucking with me?
These kids...
Hello?
Joe!
Hey!
Hey, man, I got your text. What is it? Fuck, Uncle?
No, you only saw the end of it. I was saying I didn't get your text before. Fuck, Uncle Joe.
Oh. Yeah, because we were saying you were like the cool uncle that
I'm glad I'm the cool uncle. That's awesome.
That
yeah.
touches people.
Oh, but I want to mention, are we getting our $400 guarantee? Otherwise, fuck, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
You know what? We'll save you some chicken wings, man. We'll send that over.
Yeah, we got
oh, thank you.
We
thank
got
you.
Pizza and beer instead.
Good barbecue chicken wings.
I just went vegetarian this morning.
Oh,
well, that's good.
Thanks, anyway.
I hate to lose you, man.
You might inspire me, actually. I need to go vegetarian.
Man.
The chickens are vegetarian.
Yeah, I'll see you at the taco truck.
Yeah, right.
You didn't really go vegetarian, did you, Joe?
No.
All right, good. Ooh, I feel better now.
The Lord
does. The acoustic should sound good.
Damn. Yeah, it does,
man.
Fucking sounds awesome, dude.
Incorporate that.
Yeah, do some acoustic frass.
So, Joe, you having fun playing with Sassafras, man?
Yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you guys fucking sounded awesome on Tuesday.
Taylor is just an impressive guy all around.
So what is it working with him? I mean, do you get like some people get sometimes? Are you just kind of clash with them? Or you get along with them? Give us some dirt, man.
Yeah, tell him what an asshole I am.
That fucking drummer just pisses me. No. I get along with everyone. I get along with everybody in the band.
Yeah. And so we have a pretty good
and, you know, and I just appreciate that, you know, they're not age bigots. And they don't mind having an older guy on bass.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's nothing against age. It was just those other guys happened to be older.
Yeah, you know, but like when
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying that's much appreciated.
Yeah, you know, because when we started way back in the day, even with our first band, we were, you know, back then we were putting ads in the recycler, and we'd get like a hit up by like 45-year-old like surfer dudes and stuff, or like like people that were from back in the day in the metal days and stuff, you know, whatever, like maybe 50 years old and stuff, and we're just like, I think this guy wants to molest us or something. Oh. Like a creepy thing, you know. But I didn't get that off, guys. Get that from Joey. He looked like a very nice gentleman, like very uncreepy.
He is very uncreepy.
And a fucking awesome bass player, man.
And an awesome bass player.
How long have you been playing bass, Joe?
He's a comedian, too. Like, nobody knows about his comedian.
25 experience. Years. Longer than Taylor's been alive.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Hey, Joe, can you tell us a good joke?
Yeah.
Joe's a comedian.
Oh, shit. Okay. What's brown and sticky?
Poo-poo?
Scary stuff.
A stick. God damn it. With your head.
Yeah, that's
yeah. You know, it's funny you should mention that about the recycler, because when I first moved to LA and I was younger, when I advertised for a drummer, I specifically put in there, you know, age didn't matter, because I didn't care. I just wanted a good drummer.
I thought you were going to say, even Japanese cool. Even if you're Japanese, don't even worry about it.
Didn't have to answer an ad for this band, though. Sylvia Giancosa hooked me up, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Sylvia Giancosa recommended him.
Awesome, man. And so how long has it been now with this lineup?
Going on six months. Yeah.
Cool, man. So what are you guys doing? Are you guys planning a tour? Are you guys going to put out a new
album?
We've
been playing a bunch of shows locally. We got a full booked up in August. We're playing about every weekend in August. Our next show is Friday in Long Beach at the Bull Bar, which is a great, great place to play. And then we're playing a house party on August 6th.
Oh, I love house parties, man.
And then
house parties are great, man.
Oh, yeah.
The kids
great.
Actually, like, you know, get into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Start
We got a whole, just go to our website, sassafrassongs.com, and go to our Facebook and all that good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, they don't only just play with bands like the Mormons. They get really good shows too.
Yeah,
they played like a Friday night at the House of Blues. Or something.
Yeah, we did. We played a Saturday night actually.
Oh, a Saturday.
Correct
night.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Saturday at the House of Blues. That was really awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So what are you doing tonight, Joe?
See, we get good guests. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Joe still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, right on.
What are you doing?
Did you ask me something?
Yeah, what are you up to?
I'm trying to design a website for Sassafras.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Hey, so what are some of the other bands you played in?
I played in Crawl Space still, although it's fairly inactive, but I played a band called Crawl Space. I played in a band called Crying for Kafka in Santa Barbara. And I played with Jack Brewer Band. You know Jack Brewer?
The guy that does Goat Boy on no, that's another dude, huh?
That's Jim Brewer.
Saccharine Trust, SST.
That was another joke.
Goat Boy.
That's Jim Brewer.
Damn it.
Put him. You definitely need that sound effect board.
But yeah, man. So cool, man. Thanks for letting us bother you. We thought you were mad or something. We were like, oh, man, he's mad.
Fuck Uncle Joe.
No, that's... he only saw like the last three words of my message.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it.
That's context.
Luke is the guy that pisses me off.
That's why I keep him on the other side of the stage.
Yeah, we're separated.
Yeah,
put Sailor between these guys. It's not going to work.
Otherwise,
it's
going to be bloodbath.
I ain't sharing a mic like back to back.
Professor Dean, but
there we go.
There we go.
We got the drum thing.
Joe's fine too, though.
Let's get some more jokes, man. Let's test out this fucking thing.
Yeah, Joe.
I hate it when they're saying, "Oh, you got a joke," and I'm like, "Oh man."
Yeah, Joe.
Tell a joke, man, and we'll test the thing.
All right, let's see. Why did the pervert cross the road?
Why? Why is that, Joe?
Because his dick was still in the chicken.
Do it.
Oh,
do it again. You got to do it again. You got to do it again.
Okay, I'll try one. I'll try one. Okay.
That was Joe's fault. That was a very good joke.
What did one Mexican chicken say to the other Mexican chicken?
What?
Paca, paca. You have to be Mexican to be good. All right. Hello. Yeah.
Save that shit for PLE, man.
When the house split off the hill and landed on him.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
What did the cholo say when the house split off the hill and landed on him?
I don't know. I know, but I want you to say it.
Get off me, Holmes.
There it is.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, that's fresh.
He will be here all week. Tip your waitress.
Okay, I guess I'll go back to my nap now.
All right, then, Joe.
Hey,
it is late.
Thanks for talking to us, man.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and keep listening, man.
Thanks, Joe. See you next.
I will. I just had to turn it off because of the delay.
Okay. See you Monday at practice.
All right, Joe.
Later on, man.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Later. Bye.
Later, dude.
So, yeah, he's got hundreds of those.
Yeah, he's got lots of those.
So you guys keep practice pretty short then, right?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, man.
It was awesome.
So you were telling me that you have a new album coming out soon. Something. Well, what's the name of that one?
No, we have two albums out right now. We haven't started writing and recording for the next one.
I thought I read on the intranet.
Oh, well, yeah, I already... Yeah. I mean, hopefully soon.
I hope I'm not leaking anything, but
No. We just haven't because I initially wanted to do a third album, but then I went through a big lineup change, so it's put it on a bit of hiatus. But
okay.
We're going to get it right on that soon.
Yeah. Do you know any of the songs off your new album that you want to sneak to anybody?
No, it's not. They're not even together yet.
They're just not ready.
Yeah, just ideas and all that sort of thing.
I bet you it's still good, but I know it's not complete. You want to wait till...
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We got two albums worth of material already, though.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, man, and that's the thing, man. I mean, even, you know, in just like not even a year yet, I mean, it's going to be a year. I mean, you already have two albums, like really prolific, man.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because most bands just put out EPs or singles.
Beat it up.
Exactly. Most bands put out like EPs or singles.
Yeah, which, like the Bormans.
No. Actually, it's not a good idea. I don't recommend doing it, putting out two albums within 6 months, because then people don't really have anything to latch on to. They're like, oh, I think it's good, because there's just so much shit thrown at them. Like, we didn't do it slowly. We just like, bam. And so, you know.
So I was trying to do the thing where I put out like a song a month.
Well, that's cool.
And I was doing pretty good for like 3 months, and I'm like, and I got derailed, and it just...
Oh, well, yeah. That's a good idea. You know, give some people...
Yeah, so I don't know how you do it, so way to go.
Yeah,
and I'm constantly, so I feel
constantly writing and recording constantly.
Like, man, I got to get like that, man.
Yeah, this guy's ridiculous,
I'm constantly writing and recording, because I do other music besides Sassafras, too. I do a bunch of different styles of music and constantly recording them. I just don't have bands for that sort of stuff, but...
Do you have it recorded where people can hear it?
Yeah. If they visit my music Facebook page, which is Sailor's Music, there's a link on there and there's some songs. It's on SoundCloud and stuff like that.
Cool. You guys want to bust another song? We still got another couple songs to play after this. So
yeah,
we
let's
got
fucking
some space.
Do it, man. Let's just
bust it, man.
Let's do Piston Machine.
Really?
Or what other one? Eli?
Well, how about you play some, play another song and then we'll discuss it or something.
You guys have to confer to see which one?
Well, yeah. Do you want to do Eli? No.
No.
Let's.
Yeah, play one song and we'll figure it out.
Well, we'll play two songs and we'll come back.
Okay.
Bust another song and then we'll wrap it up on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
Cool.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio program on skinbro.la.
Sign up!
Arlo, Mr. Tease, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
All right, we're still smoking here at the More Music Radio Pod, and right now we're going to hear another song from Sassafras. And what are we going to hear, man?
We're going to hear a song called Wicked Thoughts.
All right. Cool.
About all those sick, twisted, wicked thoughts that we all think about.
Right.
Every day.
I'm thinking some right now.
Exactly.
I don't want to tell you guys because I'll be embarrassed.
Yep.
Or you guys will call the police on me or something.
Like smothering chicken wings all over your body.
Cool.
All right.
All right. Four. One, two. One, two, three, go.
More Music Radio Pod.
Thank
All right,
you,
man.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for coming in and playing some music for us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Being just open and honest and just like letting it flow, man.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah, dude. So where can people get a hold of you, man? Let everybody know where to find you.
SassafrasSongs.com. And if you don't know how to spell sassafras, that's okay.
Yeah, that was hard. Is it one S, two
it's
S?
It's like 14 S's.
Two S's at the end.
Sassafras. Just fucking Wikipedia.
It's S-A-S-S.
S-A-S-S-A-F-R-A-S. Yes.
Sassafras.
Yes. Sassafras. And then add a couple more songs.com.
Everybody look for them there. All right. Cool, man. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, man.
Cool.
Thanks, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And right now we're going to have Dan let us know what's going on in L.A. tonight. Or tonight, this weekend. I'm already drunk.
Tonight? I don't know. I'm sure we got friends playing around town because we got a lot of friends playing around town. But my phone wasn't working so good, but you could check out Los Lobos Friday night. That'll be at the Greek Hall. Yeah, right. That's fun, right?
They're from La Bamba, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They could play La Bamba.
I hope they play shit off of Kiko and the Lavender Moon, man. That's a good one.
It's a good one.
All I know is the movie.
and then later this weekend, if you're in Pasadena, in my hood, you can go to the Old Town Pub and see the Sundowners. They're friends of ours. Sometimes we play some music from them. They're cool guys.
And then we're playing.
And you are playing.
At the Bull Bar in Long Beach, August 5th. We're playing a house party in somewhere on August 6th.
Okay. But people can find you on the internet at sassafrassongs.com, right?
Hit them up on their Facebook page. If you look sketchy, they won't friend you.
That's right.
Right. But if you look cool, they will, and then they'll invite you to their show.
Yes.
So don't be a weirdo.
Women.
You'll be cool.
Women. Lucas is single. To all the women, Lucas is single.
Very single.
Right. Also, our drummer, Tepe, is single.
Tepe's.
Wow.
Ready to mingle.
A hot little Japanese
single,
man.
Ready to mingle.
Just some unused cocks right now. They're just ready. They're all cleaned up. They're clean. They're ready to be handled.
Ready to knock the rust off.
Luke is hard right now, actually.
I've actually showed them.
Yeah.
That's how Vince knows.
So this is a blue vein throbber.
Exposing ourselves.
Blue vein throbber.
Yeah, it's a good thing the show's ending. These guys are all pent up. Get them out of here.
And we're all sweaty.
But yeah, man. We'd like to have you guys back, man.
Oh, we'd love to come back.
Definitely not.
And you know what?
Definitely
and I want
not.
To, since like, I'm like kind of caught in the middle between like all the drama, man. I want to bring everybody together, man. Maybe we can have
that'd be one like, hell of a show, man.
Maybe we can have them, or maybe we'll just call you up next show or something, you know? We want to test out this new phone system that we have, and we can actually have multiple callers on, right, Jeremy?
Very soon we'll be able to do that. Not quite yet, but very soon.
Seem like the fucking.
I think this can be worked out, man. You know,
Dr.
I think
Phil
it's already long
yeah,
enough. I think
it's
like
it's gonna seem like some sort of fucking
Dr.
Phil. Yeah, a Dr. band, Phil Dr. Phil. Or, I just gotta get the accent.
It'd be one hell of a show, man.
Did you know that Dr. Phil? There's actually two Dr. Phils. There's one Dr. Phil that does like the show, and there's another one that does like appearances or something. Tony,
does he have
from,
a doppelganger?
Yeah, he has a doppelganger. He has like a, you know how Saddam Hussein had a lookalike?
So he can really
in case
two
one
places
gets
at
killed.
Once?
Right, exactly.
Whoa,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's true, too.
That's how you know when you make it.
I heard that he was a raging asshole. Like, my uncle.
Yeah,
my uncle
on TV.
Knew people. Well, even he's like worse off camera.
Maybe it's the doppelganger. Maybe it was the doppelganger.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe one.
Maybe that check was late.
You never know if you're going to get the cool one.
Fuck him.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's true, man. Tony from 8-Bit, who's not here tonight, as he's usually here on the More Music Radio Pod, he works sound and does commercials and all this stuff. And he worked with the doppelganger.
Oh, wow.
That's how he found out there's like two Dr. Phils going on. And that's true.
That's funny, man.
I hear that doppelganger is going to do a lightning show at the Dragonfly this Sunday.
Oh, yeah. This Sunday, I want everybody to go and check out Lightning Woodcock. We're not going to be able to make it, but I'm going to go there. I'm just going to go there and get drunk.
Yeah.
And start a fight or something. You guys want to go? You got my back?
Yeah.
You got your back.
Yeah.
I got the camera.
You got your way back.
Well, cool, man. I want everybody to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheMormons, and also check out the More Music Radio Pod page at facebook.com/MORMusicRadioPod. And please like the page. We want more likers. We want people to like
Likey.
It. Everybody push the button. It's fucking not that hard. Yeah, just fucking push it. Everybody
and like when you're liking stuff, you might as well like everything at skidrow.la.
Well, like, right. I do this new thing where I log into Facebook and I like every single posting that I see right there. No matter who it is or what it is, it's just a new thing. Just like every single thing, and then I log off, and then that's it.
And then dare everybody to piss you off.
Well, I don't even know what I'm liking. I just log on, whatever's right there, like, and then that's it.
You should all like Sassafras.
Everyone should do that. And then, yeah, you should all like Sassafras.
I like Sassafras in person and on Facebook.
Digital world peace right there.
We like you too, Vince.
Yes, you are liked as
Thank
well.
Thank you to you wonderful hosting, Vince.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So let's get the food.
Cheers.
Everybody cheers. All right.
Thank you, Dan. You're awesome as well.
Oh, awesome, guys. All right, man. Thanks again, Sassafras, Sailor, and Luke for coming in. Thank you, Amy, for bringing the delicious cookies.
Yep.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Jealous.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
No problem. And thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Yeah, man.
And next week, we're going to have Wounded Lion in on the More Music Radio Pod.
I remember them.
Yeah. So next Thursday at 10 p.m. on www.skidrow.la, we're going to have Wounded Lion. 10 p.m. Pacific, if you're listening on the East Coast, or if you're like in China. We have international listeners.
Oh, right on.
It's pretty cool. We have like maybe five here, five there, all over.
Cool.
Like in Republic of China.
Nice.
There's fucking people listening in North Korea.
Japan.
It's pretty crazy.
Japan is actually the most, the second most popular country for skidrow.la.
Sweet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Too bad
awesome. I don't know any Japanese. Watashi wa nihonjin desu. Hajimemashite. Arigato.
Nandesuka.
I don't know. I'm going to learn. Maybe I'll talk to Tepe, man. Maybe he's going to help
Tepe,
me out.
Tepe, yeah. We should bring Tepe. He works late. That's why he's not here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, maybe next time, man. Yeah. Maybe next time. Well, all right. That looks like that's it, man. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next week on the More Music Radio Pod. Good night, everybody.
We did it, man. We did it.